The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
It's a very good morning to you all. This is Ryan Tubridy. This Friday morning, the 17th of January, 2020, at 3 minutes past nine. We're here till 10. You can email ryan at rte.ie or text 51551. It'll melt there. They had to spend... You don't know the number, do you, kid? I said, yes, I do. Well, then say it. Okay. 51551. Say it again. Just to prove I knew what it was. Thanks be to goodness. Okay. So big show for you this morning. And got a great rock and roller coming in to see us in a little while. And my day is top and tailed by interesting rock and rollers who've had... these extraordinary careers, sometimes on the periphery, but always on the stage. So we're going to be talking to a great guy this morning who you may or may not have heard of, but we certainly have, and he's coming in to see us. His name is Lee Fields, which always draws a wry grin from friends in Cork for obvious reasons. But Lee has got an extraordinary story to tell. And then tonight on The Late Late, I'll be talking to Pete Best, who was in the Beatles as the drummer. And just weeks before... they released Love Me Do. He got a call. Pete, yeah? It's Brian. Brian Epstein. Yeah. Can we meet? Yeah, sure. What's up? Nothing. Just quick chat. They meet. What's up? The boys want you out of the band. Oh, God. Are you serious? Absolutely. They just want to move on, and we've got to do something else. We got a new guy. Starkey's in. Ringo. No. Yeah, it's true. So within weeks, they released Love Me Do, and... the biggest rock and roll band to ever exist on the planet Earth, head for the stratosphere. And Pete's looking at them going, hang on a second, 6 weeks ago I was on playing that drum kit. I mean, what goes through your mind? How do you stay sane watching that? And it's one hell of a story. We're also going to have the parents of poor Nora Coran, who went missing and died, as you know, in Malaysia last summer. And they feel that justice hasn't been served, essentially, and they want to... highlight that for us, which we will do later on. And Alan Sugar, Lord Sugar, to those who appreciate that kind of thing, will be on as well, talking about The Apprentice and politics, and a notoriously grumpy person, but with a serious backstory and a very successful person with it. David Myler is a former Irish football captain who is the best FIFA the game player in Ireland, and is in the top 100 in the world. Imagine going from the pitch to the computer and still being brilliant. And with a great story along. It's all going on tonight, honest to goodness. And organ donation stories that had my breath taken yesterday reading about them. And the Aer Lingus air hostess who has a story to die for. So lots going on. We'll bring you more information as the day goes on. To the papers today, meanwhile, there was a great... do you remember the O.J. Simpson case? And do you remember the lawyer Robert Shapiro? And his name, he was kind of one of those sort of very charismatic American lawyers with big tie knots and badly dyed hair, despite the amount of money that he'd been earning. You wonder sometimes. But nevertheless, he would have been familiar to lots of people who followed the O.J. case, as we did, like it was some grisly soap opera. But anyway, the BBC Radio 4 programme... was on, yes, one of the programmes was on yesterday, and the presenter, you might know Evan Davis from Dragon's Den, was introducing Robert Shapiro to talk about the fact that they're bringing cameras into certain courts in the UK justice system, and thought this was great. The problem with the booking of the guest was that in America there are two very famous Robert Shapiros. One, the OJ guy. Two, an advisor to former presidents. This is what happened when they introduced the guest.
But also joining us from the US, Robert Shapiro, an American lawyer who in 1995 was a member of the team of attorneys that successfully defended O.J. Simpson in what must be the most high-profile televised court case in legal history. And Robert Shapiro, I'm fascinated in what you think about these rather tentative steps that are being taken here to showing court on television and whether we're moving on the right track.
Well, first of all, let me say it's an honor to be on with Lord Sumption. Second, let me say that I am Robert Shapiro, an advisor to Democratic presidents, not the lawyer. You called the wrong Robert Shapiro.
Oh, my goodness. What, what a mistake we made.
But I can tell you that...
You're obviously in our Rolodex, and we've got that yes. number. We've got that. But I'm surprised that we didn't pick that up in the pre-conversation. Do you
I'm
have
surprised
views?
Too. Yes. Well, this is something I've actually looked into, and to an American...
And in fairness, he gamely then talks about the cameras in there, because he's obviously a pro, the other Robert Shapiro, but... Hey, look, there for the grace of God go I. I'm not saying that we're infallible, but it was just, he handled it well, Evan Davis, in fairness to him. And I would love to be a fly at the program meeting afterwards just to see how that all how that all panned out. Yes.
Sorry, do you have a P45?
Now, 51551 is the text number this morning. A business going well for two big businesses in Ireland. One is the Three Arena. Box office revenues of $65.24 million last year, according to figures from them. So that is a massive result, thanks to shows from Drake and Ariana Grande and Elton John and Stevie Wonder. So good on them. And then Penny's or Primark benefited hugely, according to independent.ie, from a line of pet clothing. This is items for cats and dogs, helped to report a nearly 5-point sales increase. And that chain expects to open 18 shops this year, including one in the UK, one in Slovenia, and a second one in Poland. It's the shop that keeps on going, is it not? We were celebrating octogenarians and people who want to work until they're whatever age they want to. And I was saying how much I love to see it, because I think it's brilliant that people work as long as they want to, if they can choose to, and they're able to, and they want to, let them go. And according to RTE.ie, an 83-year-old West Cork farmer with a passion for bog oak opened his first exhibition last night. This is what I'm saying. Age, number, state of mind, 83 years old. And he said his newly found passion has given him a new lease of life. So well done to him. Should name check him. Yeah, Joe Kelly. For decades, he's been finding pieces of ancient bog oak while cutting turf on the family farm. And now he's turning the oak into art. And that's a lovely thing to do. And news reaching us this morning. Sad news in the news that Maura Brennan has died. Maura Brennan is the mother of John and Francis Brennan. And of course, obviously, all the other Brennan children. And would be a grandmother to all the children. At the age of 97, she passed away only this morning. And she lived her life at home, which is good news. I'm told she had no enemies and 10 visitors per day. So they are, as she said, also she could talk for Ireland. So we now know where the gene travelled through. And she was obviously a wonderful woman, extraordinary woman, but sadly passed away. So may she rest in peace, and our thoughts and condolences with the Brennans this morning. Another little bit of thing that I want to mention to you as well is that later on in the programme, we're going to be giving away the opportunity to send somebody to New York. We are sending them to go and see Riverdance in New York, and returning on that's on Monday the 9th of March, and returning on Thursday the 12th. And this is to celebrate Riverdance 25. Now, if you want to be the last name in the hat this morning, you can get in touch now, 1850 715 900, or email ryan@rte.ie, or indeed, sorry, text 51551. And if you don't get in the draw, you'll be going to the Three Arena to see the show anyway on the 9th of February, which is the gala night, exactly 25 years to the day of the first performance of Riverdance, the musical. So get in touch with us now and we'll put you up. We'll have the chats. You have to answer as many questions as you can in a minute, and we'll see where that leads. Meanwhile, a Chelsea Flower Show winner was taken to court by her neighbours after being accused of adopting their pet cat by changing its collar, taking it to the vet and letting it into her house. So this person loved their cat so much that they suggest that she was being groomed. Jackie and John Hall were upset and distressed that their black and white Maine Coon Ozzy spent long periods away from their home. So they attached a GPS tracker to the feline in an attempt to see where it ended up. To their surprise, the cat was being fed, groomed and cared for by someone else at the end of their street. And this other person, an award-winning landscape gardener, spent £20,000 sterling in legal fees arguing that Ozzy had made up its mind to make her house its home. But after attending a court hearing, she reached an agreement with the Halls and signed an injunction preventing her from continuing to look after the cat. She became a little obsessed about the cat and wanted it so much, and then spent 20,000 in fees to try and get custody of the cat. Curious. Now, 51551 is the text number. If you're going to the cinema this weekend, highly recommending World War One, 1917, World War Two, Jojo Rabbit. It's a stonker of a film, and it's curious, it's a bit surreal, but it's also funny and heartfelt. That's Jojo Rabbit. 1917 is a beautiful one take, so-called, out of the camera from Sam Mendes, largely in trenches, but absolutely a knockout. Two knockout films, you're spoiled for choice. But anyway, in Jojo Rabbit, part of the opening scene uses a great piece of music. And as I was mentioning, Pete Best, who was in the Beatles and actually played with them in when they were in their German brief years in the Reeper Band, which sounded like chaotic little while for a few months there with them. They feature this song from the Beatles in German. They recorded it in German, as you're about to hear, and it's used to brilliant effect on Jojo Rabbit. And we're going to start our show that way with the boys. That's just good, yeah? That's Beatles. And Come Give Me Deine Hand. It is used to wonderful effect on Jojo Rabbit. A text says, I've seen Jojo Rabbit twice already. I love it. And good luck with the Pete Best interview tonight. A few years ago, I had a 2.5-hour play about Pete, which was had a successful runs at the New Theatre and then the Complex. I knew Pete's life better than Pete himself, says Stephen Kennedy, director of the Dublin Beatles Festival. And on the cats, they do this all the time. A cat moved to our house many years ago, totally unsolicited. Yeah, but this one was being groomed. That's the difference. The same happened, though, here with our neighbour's dog. He's with me now full-time and better cared for. Craggy. It's funny, isn't it?
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Text number 51551 at 12 minutes to 10 o'clock this morning. And this on the cat legal fees, of all things, Tom says, wow, £20,000 for cat legal fees. She could have made a shelter very happy with that and had the pick of the litter. What a waste. But she only wanted the one cat. That's the problem. She didn't want a litter. It's that one.
Well, that one.
Another from Ray says, there was an even better interview disaster with the BBC on live TV when the receptionist, I remember this, mistakenly brought in a guy with broken English who turned up for a job interview, and the interviewer thought it was an economics expert and he was sitting there just rolling with it. Brilliant. As a history lover like yourself, says Geraldine Grennan, I took my adult and almost adult kids to a talk by the Holocaust survivor Tommy Reichenthal. Now, we know Tommy, we've had him on the show, and indeed we did an extensive interview with him some years ago on the Late Late Show. He is an extraordinary man. If you haven't read his book, you should. But anyway, you went to see the talk with them last night, which was organised by Tullamore Toastmasters. And if ever I have witnessed, says Geraldine, the absolute power of living history, this was it. There was standing room only, and many people were in tears at the end of the night. A remarkable and unforgettable account of hope, forgiveness, survival and healing from a remarkable and unforgettable human being. Yeah, he's kindness itself when you meet him. You know, when you meet people, sometimes you just know when you look at them that there's goodness about them. And he's one of those people, which is nice to hear you talking about him this morning. All right, the text 51551, email ryan@rte.ie. Because I'm going to top and tail the show with two songs from Jojo Rabbit. The first was with the Beatles singing in German. The second song that features in it is also done in German, but I'm going to play the original Osberna for you this morning from David Bowie. David Bowie, that his German version of it features in Jojo Rabbit. It's just to great effect. Is there an Osquelga version of Bowie anywhere? No, I don't think David Bowie would have recorded a version of Osquelga. What you could do is, now Paddy Cullivan from the Camembert Quartet does a good Bowie, in fairness to him. So if it's Shocked in the Galga, get on to him, ask him to do a version of, say, a song like that. And then that might be the closest approximation you'll get to a Bowie Osquelga. Try that, Dahi. But I don't know how to pronounce Bowie in Irish, but give it a whirl. Give it a whirl. Don't forget Lee Fields is playing tonight as well, live at St. Luke's in Cork. So that'll be a nice, that's a church, I think, and that'll be a lovely venue for a man like himself. So good. Cats do have a mind of their own, says the text, but so do some neighbours. I called around to my neighbour some years ago when my very well loved and cared for cat repeatedly went missing. My neighbour brought me in to show me the cat, my cat. And there she was, in a very expensive, fluffy cat basket, complete with heated electric pad and a bowl of cooked chicken. No word of a lie. My neighbour's response was, sure, that's just cats. They do what they like. Well, perhaps theft is too strong a word, but I would claim she appropriated my cat. Bad form. People should respect other people's pets, especially when it's obvious they're already being well cared for. People are quite mad sometimes.